We're talking about Avos Yisrael. We're in Perek Aleph. And the Yisod that the Bayam Darkecha puts out for us in the first chapter has to do with our vision, which is a very deep and pervasive aspect of Avodas Hashem, which is, what do we see when we look at things? Ki Kol HaKoshi, bottom left line, Kol HaKoshi Lehov, who, Kasher Mistaklem Al Chitzonius, the difficult to love another person is when we look at the outside. Uvachitzonius Yesh, turn the page to Yud Ches now, Yesh Hevdelim Bein HaAnashim. There are differences between people. And those differences, those distinctions, Sheyecholin Ligrom L'Richok, they can cause distance between people. Aval Es HaChelek HaPnimi, the inner side, the inner element, Hanitzel To Eloki SheBeYehudi, the Jewish spark of every Jew, Efshar Lehov B'chol Matzav. You can love that person in that place where they are. Even if the other parts, you can't love that, but that Nukuda HaPnimis of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that you can love. Skip ahead now. I want to skip the beginning of Beis. I want to skip because it's not the same thread. But look, left column, bottom paragraph, Ubi'ikar. Ubi'ikar, here's the main thing. Ka'asher chaveiro nimtzo liyado, when there's someone right next to you. Yistakel be'enei rucho al pnimiyuso. Look, be'enei rucho, with the eyes of your ruach, the eyes of your neshama, al pnimiyuso, al nishmaso hatahora. V'yachshov, and think, chaveri zehu ben shel melech, chelek eloka mimal, ever me'ashchina, ani v'hu echad mamish. Leave that last line for a second. But this idea that when we look at the inside. Balak, when he saw the Jewish people, he says, I have a problem with these guys. This chevra, they are covering kisa es ein ha'aretz. It's covering the ein ha'aretz, which is a strange phrase. You can understand that means they cover the eye of the land, meaning we don't look at what's at the surface. We're meant to look at what's on a deeper level. What's so much of the Chet HaMeraglim? It's so much about the fact that these people, Lo Aleinu, they were maybe great people in some way, but they looked at the Shitchius, at the surface of Eretz Yisrael. So that's what they saw. They saw people who were intimidating, they saw giants, they saw enormous fruit, all that stuff. But they looked with the regular Einayim. But the Torah tells us, Lo sasuru acharei levavchem v'acharei nechem. Do not be confused with what your physical eyes see you. We have to use what he calls here, it's such a beautiful phrase, Einei rucho, the eyes of our ruach. That's the key. It's about what you see. And as we mentioned last time, the Baal Shem Tov teaches us that the world is like a mirror. So when you see someone else's ugliness, you're really only seeing your own. But if you see the beautiful neshama hatorah in that person, even if the rest of them might be very ugly and annoying and irritating and repugnant, but that little piece, well, then that's what you're emphasizing about yourself. That's who you are. That's what you're identifying with. That's your own neshama hatahura. And the way to get to that is that last line that he has here, which we mentioned last time as well. Ani v'hu echad mamish. I and that person are really one. Because at the neshama level, we're really one. Rav Kook writes in the Oros HaTshuva, he said, when a person does tshuva, where do they, so to speak, where do they go? Where are you going in the process of tshuva? So he says, you're going into that deepest, innermost place of yourself. So he says, when you go down to return to that deepest inner self, you're actually returning to the shared neshama haklolis, to the element of the klal. That's what you're going back to. Ani vahu echad mamish. Ani vahu echad mamish. Think about this. What's the histaklus on another person? Are we separate? Or are we really, at the core, we're really the same? Mm-hmm. It's so interesting that this idea of seeing another person, but also seeing a part of ourselves, it's already layered into the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim that we have in the Kriya Shema. We say Shema Yisrael. So who is Yisrael? Is it Yisrael Saba? Is it Yaakov Avinu? So that's one layer. Is it Yisrael, me, the entire microcosm of the Jewish people as an individual? Am I speaking to myself? Am I speaking to the fact that Yisrael is Yesh Shishim Ribo Osios La Torah? There are 600,000 letters in the Torah. There are 600,000 Jews who stood at Har Sinai. It's that emphasis on seeing that we are a Hiskashrus Be'etzim. We mentioned last time, this is the fuller original talks of Rav Itcher Meyer in the Likutei Yama Chachma. So several years ago, in Tavshin Samachei, he developed this idea that there is this Hiskashrus Be'etzim. There is this inner connection that we have. If we only look on the outside, we're not going to see what we have in common. But if we have some inner connection, that's where we can find some meeting. And he says, that's the pshat. It's a very interesting and a beautiful idea. That's the pshat in the beginning of Parshas Vayigash. That Yehuda approaches Yosef, and they had so many differences. On the outside, they had so many differences. They were from different mothers, which really represents different shorashim, totally different outlooks on life. They had clashed over how they should conduct themselves. And yet, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, he says, this is the shoresh of this reunification, that we should love each other with an Ava Atzmis. And they were able to come to this place that all the outside, the external differences, didn't take away from them. And so what does the Bayam Darkecha tell us here that we need to do? Now go back to the beginning of Os Beis. Tchila, therefore, yishtokik lizkos la'avas Yisrael. We need to strive, to wish, to have Avas Yisrael. We need to keep talking about it. We need to keep thinking about it. We need, top of the second column, v'yispal lefnei Hashem Yisbarach, that we should daven that Hashem should help us arrive at a level of Avas Yisrael. And then, v'yizbonein b'dvarim, we should think about these things. Kedei lahachdir es ha'emes hazos la'atzmo. We really need to keep thinking about them. And then he says, if you want to do this really well, which is maybe why we spend a few minutes in the morning just doing this when we start our week, Yishtadel be'ezus man kavua, find a fixed time, sheyikba la'atzmo lehisbonim b'foal, that you should really just designate meditative space, thinking about lehisbonim b'foal al-chaveru, to think about another person. Eishu be'etzem nishama kedosha chelek elokam imal. And that, hopefully, now go to the back to the, we're flipping back, page your test, first column toward the bottom. V'tzorach lahachshuv ulaharach kol machshava v'kol hargasha. We should realize, we should identify, we should become self-aware to think about every thought, every feeling, these thoughts of Avas Yisrael. You see somebody who's different than you, can I think to myself, where's my Avas Yisrael moment here? What can I do to nurture an inner connection to this person? They're driving me crazy. They're bothering me. They're irritating me. So now is a chance for an Avas Yisrael moment. We have to think about this. U'chishiyasuk, now top of the left column. U'chishiyasuk b'zeh od v'od. When we keep coming back to this more and more, thinking about what an important element of our spiritual development Avas Yisrael is. Yizke la'agia l'madrega. Hopefully, please God, we will arrive at the Madrega, sheyitin lo Hashem Yisbarach es hakoach, that Hashem will give us the capacity, shetamid, always, kashe yistakel al Yehudi, when you look at another Jew, yiremiyad es chelek apnimi, you'll see the inner portion of that person, you'll see their neshama. Maisa Shahaya, beautiful Maisa. I heard from Rav Benji Levine, the grandson of the Heiliger Rabbi Ari Levine, Zechet Tzadik V'Kodesh Levracha, the Tzadik of Yerushalayim. So he says, grandfather was once walking in the neighborhood in Nachlaot. You know, these small alleys, the little courtyards. So he's walking in Nachlaot, and there's a guy on the other side of the courtyard who recognizes Rabbi Ari from when he was younger. This man is now an older adolescent, young man. And Rabbi Ari sees the man, this young man, and the man sees Rabbi Ari, but they don't make eye contact. And the man starts to turn quickly away from Rabbi Ari into an alley. He's clearly trying to get away from Rabbi Ari. And Rabbi Ari walks briskly after the man. He calls out, he recognizes him, he calls his name, Yankel! Yankel, wait a minute! So the young man turns around, and he has kind of like a sheepish look, his head between his shoulders a little bit. And he says, Yankel, did I ever bother you? Did I ever hurt your feelings? Did I ever insult you? And this young man says, of course not, of course not. The Holy Rebbe, you never did anything. So Rabbi looks at him with innocent eyes. He says, so why did you walk away? Why didn't you want to say hello? Why didn't you want to talk to me? So the man says, you know, I'm embarrassed because I didn't want you to see Shani lo chovesh kippah, I'm not wearing a yarmulke. So Rabbi looks at him with the warm, gentle, loving eyes. He says, Atam makiroti. He says, you know me. You know that I'm a very short man. Rabbi was very short. He says, I can't see what's on the top of your head. I can only see your heart. Rabbi Arye saw the pnimius. Rabbi Arye says, I don't see what's on the outside. He only saw the pnimius. What we write here in the Bayam Darkecha, Es Haneshama Hayekara Shalo, Sheashchina Sheuchelek Meashchina Hakdosha. That's actually a portion of the Shechina, Umemela. And through that, Yargish Ava Elov. We'll feel, hopefully, we'll nurture this feeling. And then, if you take a look, just look in the footnotes here, you could take it a step further. And this will end. Look at the footnote Chaf Aleph. You see the Shach Nav in the footnote Chaf Aleph? Mm-hmm. He has a nice Ha'ara here. A practical Lamaisa. V'im Yuchal. All right, this is for the advanced level of Avos Yisrael, guys. I'm just on the regular Avos Yisrael level, aspiring, maybe, hopefully. This is good thinking. He has a nice little coda we'll end with today. Yishtada lehizvonin veliros. Should try to think and again to see. It's the Einayim. This is the Tefillah of Reb Melech of Lezhensk. Liros kol echad es malos chaveirenu. B'chol echad mechaver akrovim mali mai hamayla hamyuched eslo. What is the special quality of this person? You can go around and look at each one of your friends and you can find something annoying about them. Everybody you interact with, every family member, every friend, every colleague, every co-worker, and you're going to find something annoying. What happens when we do that, when we collect all the annoying things about everybody? We're left all by ourselves. But the opposite, the Avos Yisrael approach, says the Rambam Darkecha on this footnote, is what is the maila of that chaver? Okay, maybe they have 10 annoying qualities, but they have something that's redeeming about them. There's something that's positive about them. And if we're thinking about Avos Yisrael, to look on the pnimius of a person, so the person is many things. That's why the Mishnah tells in Pirkei Avos, Hevedones kol ha'adam lekafskus. You have to judge the whole person. First of all, we shouldn't judge, but we're judging Memela. But kol ha'adam, kol ha'adam. There are more things than just that thing that's annoying you. There are more things than just the problems. This is it. If we look in the pnimius, then maybe we can find also something practically that's redemptive. So shlav number one is, I see that person, I look at their pnimius. I think about the fact that they're a chilek melukal mimal, just like me. But shlav number two, maybe the bonus is to say, well, maybe there's some positive element of their of their quality. Even the thing that they're doing that's maybe very offensive, that's maybe very broken, but it's maybe coming from a good place, from a place of striving, of ruchnias, of trying. Maybe it's misguided, but it's coming potentially for some kind of tikkun. So halavai, we should be zocha to continue to follow this path, to see the pnimius of the people, and maybe even to find something redemptive and positive about them.